What on earth is that? That's not worship. That's not how you praise Yahshua. You praise Yahshua with every fiber of your body. The Yahshuan Radio Network is giving you the best sermons on the internet, the best teachers on the internet, and we are breaking some stained glass windows.
Let the weight of scriptures have a lot to say concerning the importance and centrality of the divine name. For instance, the scriptures are filled with references praising and exalting Yehovah's name. Psalm 148, 1-5 reads, Hallelujah! Praise Adonai from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his armies. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all shining stars. Praise him, highest heaven and waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of Adonai, for he commanded and they were created. The scriptures speak of taking refuge in the name, and that the name brings salvation and protection. Psalm 20, verses 1 and 7, for the leader, a psalm of David. May Adonai answer you in times of distress. May the name of the God of Yaakov protect you. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we praise the name of Adonai our God. In fact, it is through the name that the faithful trample over their enemies. Psalm 44, 5 and 6. Through you we push down our foes. Through your name we tread down those who rise up against us. For not in my bow do I trust, nor can my sword save me. Yehovah even sought a dwelling place for his name among his people. Deuteronomy 12, 1-6, and verse 11. These are the decrees and laws you must be careful to follow in the land that Yehovah, the God of your fathers, has given you to possess, as long as you live in the land. Destroy completely all the places on the high mountains and on the hills and under every spreading tree where the nations you are dispossessing worship their gods. Break down their altars, smash their sacred stones, and burn their Asherah poles in the fire. Cut down the idols of their gods, wipe out their names from those places. You must not worship Yehovah your God in their way, but you are to seek the place Yehovah your God will choose from among all your tribes, to put his name there for his dwelling. To that place you must go. Bring your burnt offerings and sacrifices, your tithes and special gifts, and what you have vowed to give in your freewill offerings and the firstborn of your herds and flocks. Then, to the place Yehovah your God will choose as a dwelling for his name, there you are to bring everything I command you, your burnt offerings and sacrifices, tithes and special gifts, and all the choice possessions that you have vowed to Yehovah. The Ark of the Covenant, which symbolizes Yehovah's presence among his people, is called by the name. 2 Samuel 6, 1 and 2. Again, David summoned all the picked troops of Israel, 30,000 men. Then David, taking along the entire force he had with him, then set out for Baalil Yehuda to bring up from there the Ark of Yehovah, which bears the name of Adonai Sabaoth, enthroned above the Kiruvim. And whoever blasphemes the name is to be put to death. Leviticus 24:16. Moreover, the one who blasphemes the name of Yehovah shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall certainly stone him. The alien as well as the native, when he blasphemes the name, shall be put to death. And all the nations will bring sacrifices to Yehovah's name in recognition of its greatness. Malachi 1:11. My name will be great among the nations, from the rising to the setting of the sun. In every place incense and pure offerings will be brought to my name, because my name will be great among the nations, says Yehovah Almighty. Interestingly, Isaiah and David even speak of the name as a person who comes in wrath and judgment. Isaiah 30:27. See, the name of Yehovah comes from afar, with burning anger and dense clouds of smoke. His lips are full of wrath, his tongue is a consuming fire. And if this weren't amazing enough, Yehovah's name is said to be responsible for making creation. Psalm 124:8. Our help is in the name of Yehovah who made heaven and earth. Contrasting with Psalm 121, verse 2. My help comes from Yehovah who made heaven and earth. To further see just how truly amazing and significant the name is, notice what Yehovah told Moshe when he said that he would show him his back, that is, allowing his blessed servant to behold a glimpse of God's glory. Exodus 33:18-23. But Moshe said, I beg you to show me your glory. He replied, I will cause all my goodness to pass before you, and in your presence I will pronounce the name of Adonai. Moreover, I show favor to whomever I will, and I display mercy to whomever I will. But my face, he continued, you cannot see, because a human being cannot look at me and remain alive. Here, he said, is a place near me. Stand on the rock. When my glory passes by, I will put you inside a crevice in the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand, and you will see my back, but my face is to not be seen. It is interesting that Moshe asked God to show him his glory, with Yehovah responding that he cannot see God's face or presence, since to see him is to die. Yehovah equates seeing his face or presence with seeing him, thereby implying that Yehovah's face or presence is synonymous with his being and essence. That is, seeing his face or presence is simply another way of asking to see God himself in all the fullness of his glory manifested visibly. When Yehovah proclaims his name, he does so by highlighting some of his many qualities, thereby equating the name of with Yehovah's nature and characteristics. In other words, to speak the name is to speak of Yehovah's essence, nature, attributes, power, and authority. Thus, to have the divine name is to possess all the essential attributes of deity, and whomever bears that name must be godlike or righteous in nature. We are reminded in Deuteronomy 4:15, Therefore watch out for yourselves, since you did not see a shape of any kind on the day Adonai spoke to you in Horeb from the fire. Do not become corrupt and make yourselves a carved image having the shape of any figure, not a representation of a human being, male or female, or the representation of any animal on earth, or a representation of any bird that flies in the air, or a representation of anything that creeps along the ground, or a representation of any fish in the water below the shoreline. And this gives more credence to the blessing that Moshe was to put onto the children of Israel. Numbers 6:22. Adonai said to Moshe, Speak to Aharon and his sons. Tell them that this is how you are to bless the people of Israel. You are to say to them, Yevarecha Adonai Vishmerecha. Yer Adonai Panaf Eleka Vikuneka. Yisa Adonai Panaf Eleka Viyasem Leka Shalom. May Adonai bless you and keep you. May Adonai make his face shine on you and show you his favor. May Adonai lift his face toward you and give you peace. In this way, they are to put my name on the people of Israel so that I will bless them.
Baruch Hashem Adonai. This is Pastor Jim with Passion for Truth Ministries on the Yeshuan Radio Network.